A still, silent, clear, empty mind. Part 8. Imagine that you are in a theatre watching a play, which is the story of your life, weaving around the narrative of happenings and events, revealing the unfolding of your purpose and mission. The acting and directing is superb. Everyone in the play apparently knows you better than you know yourself. You watch with rapt attention. The play reaches the present day. It is about to reveal what will happen next and how your soul's purpose is to be fulfilled. At this moment, several large people in the row in front of you stand up and start a loud discussion and criticism of the play, totally blocking your view. Despite knowing nothing about you, they are expressing strong opinions about how the play portrays you. You plead with them to sit down, and they turn on you, telling you to shut up and mind your own business. These argy-bargy people are your own mind and ego, which do not want you seeking enlightenment and fulfillment from outside their own realm of hopelessly limited understanding. Your mind and ego will do all in their power to distract and obstruct you from entering into the silence of meditation and basking in the light of your soul. To watch the play to the end and learn its message, you must either reject these obstreperous interjectors or move to an upper private gallery where they cannot bother you. Your closest friend, who is a renowned chef, has cooked a meal just for you. You are both so excited to meet again after many years. The moment the meal is ready, you enter the kitchen, trip over yourself and knock the freshly prepared dishes flying. Thus, our mind's bombast ruins our heart's lovingly and painstakingly prepared meditation meals.